From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Thousands of anti-government protesters descended on the southern Oregon town of Klamath Falls today. Many arrived in convoys from hundreds of miles away. They're angry about the government's decision to shut off water for farmers from a federal irrigation project. Drought conditions in the Klamath River Basin forced officials to turn off the tap this spring in order to protect endangered fish. On several occasions, angry protesters have tried to wrench open the headgates and release water to their land. NPR's Andy Bowers was at today's demonstrations. Andy, first of all, tell us what went on. There was a convoy, a whole parade of cars and trucks?
Yes, Linda, these were a number of convoys that had come in from neighboring states around Oregon to show support for the farmers in this area. The convoys came from Montana and Nevada, and one actually started in Malibu, California. The big trucks, there were about a dozen of them, paraded down the street, followed by about 100 smaller cars and trucks, and the crowd loved that. The centerpiece was the delivery of a 12-foot-high metal bucket, which is the symbol for what's called the Bucket Brigade. That was a protest earlier this year when thousands of residents here passed buckets of water from the Klamath Lake to that irrigation canal that you mentioned to feed their farms. Now, the big metal bucket is going to stay on the courthouse square, the protesters say, until they get the water they're demanding.
What was the tone of the protest? Are the protesters united in what they're calling for? Are there competing demands?
Well, the overarching tone and theme of the protest was anti-government and anti-environmentalist. The farmers here have been painting the dispute as people versus fish, and they blame the federal government for cutting off their irrigation water in order to protect those fish. Some of the protesters said that environmentalists want to pull off what they were calling rural cleansing, to kick people out of rural areas. A few of them were shouting anti-United Nations slogans, so it went off in some strange directions. And some of the convoy members from Nevada had taken part in the so-called Shovel Brigade last year. That was a fight to reopen a forest road that the government wanted to shut down. So in general, the sentiment was anti-federal government, saying they're interfering too much.
In late July, Andy, the government did decide to release some water to farmers. Did that help?
Well, yes. That was last month when Interior Secretary Gail Norton released about 75,000 acre-feet of water to the farmers, but many here say that was too little too late, although it did help replenish some of their wells. But that water is about to be cut off, probably on Thursday, and the farmers will again be left with nothing, and that's why the protest was planned for this week. But it is now late August, and it seems clear that this growing season this year is already going to be a wash and a financial disaster for the farmers. So some of the speakers today seemed to shift their focus from demanding more water this year to making sure this doesn't happen again next year, whether there's a drought or not.
Andy, the situation has been widely portrayed as a conflict between farmers and environmentalists trying to save the endangered suckerfish. Is that what's going on?
Well, it certainly is the case that the federal government encouraged farmers, many of them veterans, to move to this basin with promises of abundant water, and that began nearly 100 years ago. However, the damming of the Klamath River was a disaster for Native American tribes in this area who used to depend on the suckerfish. Plus, there are a lot of commercial fishermen who depend on endangered coho salmon, which the government's actions are designed to protect. So there are people on both sides of the dispute, not just animals.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Andy Bowers reporting from Klamath Falls, Oregon.